The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Let's talk about Ireland's fragile security. An emergency meeting of the Oireachtas National Security Committee is being held tomorrow to examine the issue of the drones near the flight path of Vladimir Zelensky's plane when he visited Dublin last week. And where this gets really, I'm going to say silly, is you had the guards looking out at the drones from the land, and you had the Navy looking up at the drones from the sea, and you had the Air Corps looking down on the drones from above. And none of them did anything about them, which I'm struggling to understand. Gerard Crockwell is an independent senator. He's also on the Oireachtas National Security Committee. Gerard, good evening to you, first of all. This does look like nobody was willing to take responsibility to do something when there was clearly something that shouldn't have been happening at a sensitive time.
Good evening, and good evening to your listeners. What we've actually got now is we have evidence of the complete neglect by the houses of the Oireachtas with respect to national security and national defence. The evidence is there for everybody to see. We can't blame the Gardaí. We can't blame the Defence Forces, Army, Air Corps or Navy. They need direction from the houses of the Oireachtas, and all parties within the houses of the Oireachtas have literally turned a blind eye to defence since about 1998, I think, when the
hold on a second, Gerard. Hold on a second. I've never served in the Navy, but if there is potential enemy combatants buzzing my aircraft, buzzing my ship, and I do nothing about it, surely that's on the Irish Navy. Do we need to pass an Act of the Oireachtas before they're able to engage?
I believe we do. I believe there is, for starters, I do not believe that there are rules of engagement that the Navy, the Air Corps or the Army can turn to with respect to drones. Secondly, fire.
So they were bobbing up and down on the Irish Sea for no real reason then? They were just there for show?
Yeah, all aircraft is protected by the Chicago Convention. And drones, just like any other aircraft, have a right to fly. Taking them out of the sky in peacetime is not a simple thing, and there needs to be legislation. There needs to be solid ground for whoever opens fire. Now, opening fire...
It's a drone. It's an unmanned vehicle. These were the size of a shipping crate. If you get taken out and you decide to bring a claim against the Irish state afterwards, it can be considered on merit. There was no one going to be injured, or arguably even out of pocket, if the Irish Navy took action. And we wouldn't be a bit of a laughingstock, which is where we are now.
We're a laughingstock because the houses of the Oireachtas have left us where we are. But taking down a drone sounds very simple. Firing a 7.62 caliber round at a drone up into the sky where there are civilian aircraft at 40,000 feet flying over. If we take down one of those by accident, where would we be then? Do remember what we had with Zelensky arriving in this country was the greatest security threat we have had in recent times, and we got away lucky. Just, that's what it was this time. We were just lucky.
Mark Price, co-chair of the Irish Anti-War Movement. Good evening to you.
Good evening.
Do you think that we should have done more to try and protect President Zelensky's plane? And if you know, I have to put it to you, was this not an act of aggression by whoever was flying those drones, presumably at the behest of Russia?
Well, first of all, I read that there was a no-fly zone in place around the city during the visit of Zelensky. And I have to say, like anyone else, I have to assume that a no-fly zone has some enforcement mechanism behind it. So that if you infringe this, Jared is correct, that if there was an aggressive act and if people were infringing on a no-fly zone and measures weren't taken, they should be taken. But I like yourself, I don't see why this requires a change in the law. And as to the point about presuming this is Russian, the Irish Times, Conor Gallagher's best report, the most comprehensive report, repeats that there's no evidence that this is Russia, simply because there isn't evidence that it was Russia. They need to, the EU security officials believe it is, but that doesn't tell us much more because they're always claiming that Russia is attacking Europe. But so who else
might it have been, Mark? I mean, realistically, who's going to fly three or four drones of this size from random locations off the Irish Sea?
Yeah, but it wasn't an attack. These drones didn't attack the plane. So these could have been drones illegally up in the air by amateurs. We don't know. And the reports don't tell us anything about this because they didn't launch an attack against the plane. And we would hope that if drones did such a thing, regardless of who was in the plane, that we would hope that, and Jared is correct, that our security services would take action. But I, like you, don't see why this needs a change in the law. I can't understand that. Surely a no-fly zone has some enforcement.
Let's ask Jared that question. What is the point of having a no-fly zone if it can't be enforced?
Sadly, at this time, it cannot be enforced. We can say that it's a no-fly zone. We can ask people not to fly in it. But there are no rules of engagement. No rules of engagement. That means...
But do we threaten them with the High Court or something? I'm fascinated as to why you'd have no way of dealing with this.
Maybe write a strongly worded letter on headed paper. That's about as far as we can go at the moment. This is a really serious matter where we find ourselves right now. We find ourselves with the security services of the state with their hands tied behind their backs in situations like this. Saying that the drones were not attacking. First and foremost, the Minister for Justice has come out today and said these were not hobbyists flying drones. These were serious flying machines that were in the air, firstly. Secondly, they were bad actors. They were menacing in an area where the president of Ukraine was flying into this country. And whether we like it or not, it was a threat to our national security. Can you imagine a situation if they managed to take down the president of Ukraine? Can you imagine the embarrassment there would be? There's significant embarrassment right now. We are becoming the open back door of Europe and the laughingstock of Europe when it comes to state security.
What do you say, Mark Price, to the... I mean, you seem to be of the opinion that this might be another way in which Ireland is being pressured to join a wider European military engagement. I mean, is that how you see this?
But you read my mind correctly. It is interesting that all across Europe we've had reports of these drones. Only two media outlets, by the way, TRT, and Al Jazeera bothered to give the Russian side, both Sergei Markov, but nobody else does. Everyone just repeats the EU line that this must be a Russian malevolence. But I feel,
I'll come back to you. Sorry, do you believe the Russians when they say it's nothing to do with us?
No, but I'm saying that there's no... the Irish Times and other reports say there's no evidence they did. And so, but they don't give any... They don't give the other side. So that's all I'm saying. But what I will say is that the government want to get rid of the triple lock, as everyone knows. This is part of softening up for that, getting us into a situation where we're terrified of the Russians, therefore we have to join the European Defence Agency or PESCO or whatever.
Mark, you're not saying this was a false flag or anything like that now, are you? That this somehow way that was forcing our hand.
No, I didn't say that. You said that. But there's certainly, that's what the Russians say. And all I can say is that the media, it doesn't give the Russian side, apart from, as I say, two outlets that I found, TRT and Al Jazeera. But the Irish Times media, our media, says there's no evidence that Russia was behind it. They keep saying this in their reports. Okay. And we just have to take that at face value, because there isn't, unless evidence is produced, surely we have to accept there is no evidence that these were Russian-organized.
Jared Crockwell, has Mark Price a point? I mean, there was no little Russian flag hanging out of the back of these drones. So do we need to calm down a little?
Mark Price has a point. I believe I said bad actors. I don't believe I said Russians at any stage in the interview this afternoon.
No, I said Russians, but then again, you guys are here to correct me and I'm happy for that to happen.
So Mark makes, he drags in the triple lock into this, which has absolutely no place whatsoever in it. What Ireland needs to be is a credible neutral country. A credible neutral country is able to look after its citizens, able to look after its own security, and able to ensure that when a situation like this occurs, that they have in place the strategy. And bear in mind, Ireland, we're waiting, if I'm not wrong, about 10 years for the security strategy to be published. It's only 30 or 40 pages, no great cost to the state, but there is no published strategy. There is no rules of engagement, and our security services, both of them, find themselves in a situation where they cannot take action.
Gerard Crockwell, Independent Senator, Mark Price of the Irish Anti-War Movement, thank you both very much for joining us on the programme this evening. Joe in Galway is of a very similar opinion to me. The Irish Defence Forces aren't allowed to defend themselves from foreign drones in Irish waters. This is very embarrassing and absolutely ridiculous. We truly are the weak link in European defence. Mark Price would argue that, you know, we shouldn't be rushing to join, pardon the pun, shouldn't be rushing to join any European defence project. But there is something massively embarrassing about all elements of the state's defence standing idly by while something happened, whatever, whether it was the Russians, whether it was someone who got an early Christmas present and was throwing it up for the crack over the William Butler Yeats. Somebody somewhere was responsible for this, and the Irish response was, is that a drone over there, Jimmy? That's not good enough. It really isn't good enough.
The Hard Shoulder with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.